Hello and welcome back to another teaching. So this morning, I was up pretty early with Lasagna and Bella, and I came into the living room, and there's a really nice big picture window that looks out onto, the front yard with the bird feeders and sometimes the crows will come, and it's a whole, array of different kinds of animals, squirrels and woodpeckers and the birds that eat at the feeders. And so I was sitting there with my tea and I was looking out, just, relaxing, having like this moment of meditation. And I started thinking about what I wanted to offer to you next. And what was interesting was I picked up my phone to respond to a message I had received late last night in Messenger from a client. And the first thing that popped up in my YouTube videos were was a video from somebody I know that used to be in the community, and she was talking about not being present and giving her power away. And in the video, basically, she said that she had gotten into her car that morning, and so this is like from the day before. She had gotten into her car in the morning and was backing out of her driveway, which she shares with her landlord, because she, I guess, rents either part of the house or an apartment. And so she was saying that she was backing out of the driveway and she wasn't fully present and was assuming that her car was going to notify her if she was too close to her landlord's car. And both cars are brand new cars. So her car and the landlord's car are new cars. And the notification system on her car did not alert her that she was too close. And as she was backing out, she sideswiped her landlord's car, connecting with it just enough to scrape the paint off of both cars and leave a significant mark. And the point of what she was saying, it was very brief, but the point of what she was saying was that she had given her power away to her car and her car's notification. Now, this is really incredible awareness on her part. With regard to how we can give our power away in various ways, because we always talk about that in the community. And I know I can be a pain in the ass rehashing over and over things that we need to take in or have an awareness of. But here's the thing, we don't sit in this. I mean, I do because I teach this work. But for the most part, we're not sitting in this work 24/7 thinking, okay, I really need to be driving my car and not allow the car to be driving me, right? Because I can tell you with my Cherokee was soup to nuts loaded and it had notification sensors all around the vehicle. So it wasn't just in the back if you were backing up. It was on the sides of the vehicle and it was in the front of the vehicle. Now, the two places that are, in my opinion, would be a good to have would be the back when you're backing up, although you do have your backup camera for most new cars, and the front sensing indicator that says that you're too close to whatever it is that's in front of you, whether it's another car or it's a pole or something. And my Cherokee had sensors all the way around, and I can tell you that it was the most overstimulating thing whenever I was backing out of a parking spot or pulling into a parking spot or about to make a turn in traffic or anywhere else, or pull up to Let's say I don't do fast food, but like I have had to pull up to the pin pad, the keypad for my storage unit. And so I'm pulling up to like literally a pole as if you would pull up to a fast food place. And I have to enter my pin code to get into the storage facility. And my car would be going off, bells and whistles, sounding the alarms, and it would just frazzle my nervous system. And now the new car that I have, I kind of traded up most of the sensors, right? They're not on the sides anymore. And I don't have the one in the front. I do have the one in the back. I have one on the front end on each side so that if I have my signal on, and I'm about to turn, it will tell me whether or not a car is next to me. I mean, that's a good to have, but again, it's really not necessary because what happens is, and what I was finding with my Cherokee is too much technology can be a hindrance too, because we stop paying attention to the road. We stop paying attention to the things that we need to look at. We stop paying attention to who might be behind us, or what cars might be around us, or people might be around us, and we take it for granted that the car is going to alert me. Oh, the car is going to let me know if I have somebody around me, right? Well, this is another area for us to give our power away. It's not just with gurus. It's not just with, these false light leaders out there, the ones that I was talking about in the other recording. And there's a lot of them out there, that are not vested in the work. And I can always tell because of how they're talking. They lack the really in-depth knowledge of the chakra system. They lack the in-depth knowledge of the energy system and how the meridian points work and how the nadi points work. And they just lack all of that information. It's very superficial, but we get sucked in because, oh my God, they look the part, right? They're wearing nose piercings and maybe they've, shaved their head or they're wearing some fancy garb that looks spiritual in some way, right? So we have allowed ourselves to be distracted by that, what we're seeing on the visual, and we stop paying attention to the content. We stop paying attention to the things that are important, to the things that actually matter. And it's the same thing with this car. And I was so happy to see that this individual mentioned this because I was like, oh my goodness, you know what? She truly gets the idea of not giving our power away because we do it in everything. We do it in every single thing that we do every single day, right? And another common way is within the vehicle that we're driving. Sometimes having too much technology is not a good thing. It's like AI. AI has been wrong a number of times with information. I mean, it's a great tool and it serves really, really well for certain things, but not for everything. Okay. And we have to be careful that we're still doing our diligence to make sure that we are, creating from this higher place within ourselves and not putting our power in something else, whether it's, the car and the car sensor systems, or it's somebody else, right? Which is why I'm always saying, I don't want to be your guru. I want to be your support system. I want to be the information system provider, whatever you want to call me, that brings through the information on how to gain clarity, how to come out of the fog of 3D, how to come out of the fog of Pisces in and Neptune in Pisces for the last, I don't know how many years, and 26,000 years of going downhill in the age of lead, right? As we've been working our way down into the mucky muck, and the distortion and everything else. Well, you know what? We grew up in that. That's all we know. And until we are telling ourselves something different, until we're ready for that conversation that we need to have with ourselves, we're going to keep drilling down into the lower aspects of the earth energy because it's what's available. And sometimes it feels comfortable. Sometimes for people, and I work with people like this all the time, it feels more comfortable to stay stuck because it's what they know. It's hard. I hear people tell me all the time. They tell me all the time, Maria, it is so painful to feel the emotions and the pain that I feel in the situation or circumstances that I am going through that I just can't. I'd rather numb myself. I'd rather drink. I'd rather take the drug. I'd rather check out and go here or do this, or I'd rather not because it's so painful. And my response there is, yeah, it's definitely going to be painful because we've rooted ourselves in these lower frequencies for so long. We can't imagine what it feels like to feel whole and clear without the mucky muck. And the reason that we have that mucky muck is because when we take in distortion and we're compounding it, then with the idea, because this is how the ego mind works, oh, that situation over here that pertains to that person that's happening to them that just needs me to see that the universe is showing me that that person's situation is not working for them anymore. That must be about me. Must be about me not doing a good job for them. And I'm not doing a good job for them because I'm not adept at doing a good job. That must be true, right? It must be me. And so let me go into victimhood and I'll feel bad about now, the fact that it's not working. Now I have to do something different. Now I've got to figure this out. Now I got to. No. No, that's the thinking that compounds the wound that drives it deeper into the body. And that's how we get things like cancer or autoimmune issues, right? When we're self-medicating, when we'd rather take the shot, we'd rather take a pill, we'd rather, take alcohol or smoke weed or do mushrooms or something else. That takes us away, that checks us out so that we don't have to feel it. We don't have to think about it because it must mean that we're not good in some way or we're bad or something is wrong. It doesn't mean any of that. What it's showing is that that other person's situation is not working. And if you are the person in charge of that person whose situation is not working, see with great clarity that there is some kind of shift that's needing to happen. And it's not about you, it's about them shifting, right? It's showing you with clarity this is not working anymore. And if you're someone that can assist them in a move or a shift or something else, then that's all the universe is wanting to show you. It's not showing you you're a bad person, but we take that in right away, right? Oh my gosh, I didn't do the right thing. My mom was sick, she's in the hospital. And, all of the tests are coming back to say that there's still high numbers over here and over there. But the doctors are saying the infection is clearing up and they want to send her home, even though her numbers are not stable. Then you need to look at this and you need to see from a perspective of what is presenting for my mother that is needing to change. And, maybe this is where you stop placating the way that she is on a day-to-day basis and step up and be like, hey, I'm going to be your voice of reason, and you need to shift this. You need to do this because this is not okay anymore. And I am tired of being your gatekeeper, your caregiver, and everything, feeling like I'm a victim to you and my circumstances surrounding you, right? That's what most people do. They don't even realize that they're in somebody else's story. They're not even in their own story. Okay. Relationships, love relationships. Somebody cheats on you, right? You think it's about you. No, it's not about you. It's never about you. It's never about us. It's about them. Something within them is lacking that they needed something else. They needed more. They needed something different because they're not feeling like enough. But when we get hurt in a relationship, whether somebody leaves or somebody cheats on us or whatever, we always think that we're the problem. I've been through this three times in three marriages, and I'm going to tell you, it's not about me. It's about what was being created in the reality I was not paying attention to. The writing was on the wall. I did not want to see it. And I stayed because staying felt more comfortable than starting over, because who wants to start over? Right? And at the end of the day, when they were the one that cheated, or they were the one that weren't being honest, and I would confront and say, "What happened? What's going on?" They would come back and say, "Well, I don't know, but I don't want to end my marriage with you. I want to choose you." And I would say, "Well, then therapy is needed. You need to just..." And there was no desire to go to therapy because they did not want to deal with the inadequacies that they were dealing with that were causing them to make bad choices, that were causing them to do things that wasn't fostering positive communication, where we sat and talk about it. If you've ever had a session with me, the one thing, and you're in a relationship, the one thing that I always stress is having good communication, because that's what that takes. So when we're giving our power away to somebody else or something else, as in the case of the car and the sensor system, right, that didn't warn us that we were too close to another vehicle, and then boom, an accident happens. It's because we're giving our power away, because we're too busy having our thoughts somewhere else. We're too busy not being present. We're too busy being distracted. And that's why I'm always saying, put your cell phone down, put your computer away, put your iPad away, because those things are a distraction. And they keep the mind busy, and the mind has become used to being busy, especially in this age of technology, that we don't know how to slow it down, and we don't know how to become present anymore. So we're constantly looking for the next thing. We're constantly looking for the next guru or the next psychic or the next something else, right? That's gonna make us think like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the next step, until we get, you know, 1 month in, 2 months in, 3 months, and then we're like, oh my goodness, this is so not it. I don't know why I thought this was it. Let me move and see if I can find somebody else that's going to make me feel the way I want to feel. That's nobody else's job. That's our job to make ourselves feel that way, right? So let me share this, because this is so powerful. So this morning, I heard from my client who was dealing with the storm issue, and she messaged me to say that the storm happened, but it didn't really happen. She followed the work that I suggested, the work that I outlined, said the mantras that I gave her, and the storm flooded the areas around her, but did not flood her. There was no damage to her property. It was essentially maybe like it rained hard. Right? Like it was like a summer, a real good hard summer shower, right? And there was no impact, there was no nothing. And this was somebody that had gone through a significant hurricane with significant damage to their house. So this is trauma response. We see a storm happening and we get freaked out because we're like, oh no, not again. I don't want to go through that again. And in thinking that, we're conjuring up those same emotions, those same thoughts, those same feelings over and over again. We're conjuring up them, feeling them, and that's attracting this storm to us, right? So, what do we want to do? We want to exit that emotional state. We want to choose different. We want to opt for higher alignment. And that higher alignment maybe requires us talking to ourselves all day long, saying, that storm is not in my reality. That storm is something I do not consent to. I am safe from all storms and catastrophic weather events, and so it is. And so this is where we get to choose differently. That storm is not in my timeline. That storm is not a factor in my reality, right? Catastrophe is no longer a role that I play into. I am no longer anchoring as a victim in my reality. It's very important to be clear about ourselves, especially if we've played the victim role in the past, because that victim role will keep us perpetuating more victim role. Okay. And we have to be really, really clear about that because it's very easy to tie ourselves back into being a victim. Very easy. And we will do it completely unconsciously because we're not in awareness to that we're even doing it in the first place. And that is scary because most of us are running on autopilot, like getting into our car and expecting our car to tell us when the gas tank is empty, when we're too close to another car, or anything else that the car needs to tell us, right? We have to be present. We have to participate because, a couple of years back, there was a guy in one of the towns where I lived that was backing his pickup truck out of his parking spot. And he did not see that there was a woman directly behind his pickup truck. And he backed out, full guns drawn, and he ran her over and killed her. Okay. He was not paying attention. And unfortunately for the family, there was no accountability because the law said it was an accident and he can't be held accountable. But if it was a law through the law of attraction and the principles of the laws of the universe, he would definitely be held accountable because he wasn't present. He wasn't paying attention. And when we're completely checked out, this is how accidents happen, right? Now, we could also go into how that was most likely karmic on both of their parts, and they were resolving something from a very old lifetime that needed to be healed or whatever. So we have to really be present, and this is the way to do it. And it's so important because it's so incredibly powerful for us to have presence and awareness to what it is that we're creating. Okay. So I'm going to trust that this is going to land with those of you who need to hear this. I think everybody needs to hear it. I need to hear it too. And so it is. I will connect with you, maybe in another recording or perhaps in our live coming up on the 25th. Okay. But know that I love you. So have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. Take care. Bye-bye.